Christmas is a time of celebration. But at any moment, the laughter could stop.
No one gets it. It was Heartstopper.
Oh, that was one of Netflix's most watched series this year. Manx AIDS, the specifically Manx Christmas guessing game. Available now in all high street store called Deals for just £25.12. Now comes in a sultry rouge box.
Okay, how about this one? What am I not doing?
Well, you're not doing anything.
Which makes me...
The Manxman!
Manx AIDS. Sold out.
Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Festive greetings. I'm Penny Farthing. And I'm afraid to say I'm just having a few technical difficulties at the moment getting hold of the Met Office. Something on their end, most definitely. So we're just going to move quickly forward and dive straight into my Christmas special here on Energy FM.
Manx Radio.
You know, so many people come to me and say, hey, Penny Farthing, just what is the secret to your success in radio, film, documentaries? And I turn to them and I say, stupid question, simple answer.
I would like to move here, but it's too far.
Good editing. Christmas tidings to you. I'm Penny Farthing, award-winning radio documentary filmmaker at the 2023 BAFTAs last year for Least Listened To programme. And I'm doing something a little bit different for this episode of Woman on Man. To really tap into the Christmas spirit. Get out! Kids aren't allowed in here! To really tap into the Christmas spirit this year, I'm going to be doing this whole Christmas special live from Studio One in Broadchurch House. And I'm going to make this festive farquhar even specialer by putting on a special Christmas competition just for you.
Oh!
But before we get to the competition, I've got a question for you. Just how much do you know about Isle of Minx's Christmas traditions?
I don't know.
Not very much, huh? Don't worry, I won't tell anyone. About that thing you did on Christmas Day 22 years ago. I saw everything. I'll be in touch. So before we get to the competition, I'm going to tell you a little bit about some traditional Manx Christmas traditions.
Have you seen a young girl come up to the studio?
No, why?
She's a competition winner from Little Piece of Hope. She's meant to be sitting in on your show for a bit.
Nope. Christmas.
It's Christmas.
In past times in the Isle of Man, the Christmas period was known as... Christmas.
It's Christmas.
In past times, the Manx called the Christmas period Yin Kenny Dalgish Omaha Omid Jagaha. Manx garlic for the foolish fortnight. Beginning on Black Thomas Eve, not that we really need to specify Thomas's race, also known as the 21st of December, and ending on the old Christmas Day, or Shenlala Potinkinolik, the 12th night, which is the 6th of January, Kenny Dalgleish Omahajid marked a well-earned rest from the usual hard and relentless day-to-day routine. Much like today, the foolish fortnight was a time for socialising, eating music and dancing, as well as practising some curious customs. Drama played a big part of the festivities, as it often still does today, when your uncle starts talking about Muslims during Christmas dinner. The ancient mummers play the white boy. For f*** sake, it was right in the middle of my f***ing sentence.
just keeps happening every single time. No, I haven't seen that little girl that was up here 5 minutes ago. Just get out. It's too long. It's too long. Tell me it's not too long. I don't care what you have to say about it. It's too long.
We'll hunt their answers, Richard and Robin. We'll hunt their...
The Ancient Mummers Play, The White
Pastor Boy. Pastor Mai, I'm Simon Richardson. The government is confident in addressing issues around growing the Isle of Man's population. That's according to the Chief Minister, who's been quizzed on the programme to increase the number living on the island in coming years. His team has set up a campaign known as DOB, or D-O-B, which encourages people to have more unprotected sex and provides various opportunities to do so. There's likely to be an increase in STDs. Government believes it will be worth it in the long run. A spokesman for the campaign elaborated on what D-O-B stands for. Students from Ballacameen are getting into the Christmas spirit this year. They've made more than 9,000 hampers, especially for the residents at Springfield Grove. Inside each is chocolate, a handwritten card, and a quarter-ton bag of Coke. Pupils Freddie and Laura told Manx Radio what they're most looking forward to when they meet the residents.
Dogging, orgies, brothels. That's the way we're going to fix the
Sorry
population.
About that, folks. Technical hiccup with the clips there. Moving on to the international news. The royal family has banned tinsel for all UK citizens, claiming it's tacky and is bringing down the reputation of the nation. The Prime Minister has tabled it as a notion in the House of Lords, just ahead of discussions on the war in Ukraine. GCHQ has released its report and is looking to Britain's youth to help solve it. A struggling secret agent, according to students...
Penny, turn that music off.
Christmas puzzle.
Cracking the code will lead them to some of the world's deadliest terrorists and help them gain faster access to Taylor Swift concert tickets. In sport, a number of goals were not scored by Manchester United. The football club is helping the stigma around men speaking about their feelings. Their chastity of goal scoring has led to an influx in therapy for a number of young to middle-aged men. Manx Radio News at 5 minutes past six are next at 11. In the meantime, you can keep up to date by following Manx Radio on Snapchat, RedTube...
The Ancient Mummers Play, The White Boys.
Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing
is currently enjoying another renaissance, and you may even stumble across the troops acting out the play on the streets around the island. They're recognisable by their traditional props of pitchforks, torches and firelit crosses. The White Boys were big in America back in the early 1900s, where they caused a lot of drama with their shows, which were eventually shut down due to poor ticket sales. But here in the Isle of Man, the tradition lives on, often performed outside deals in town, where you can buy yourself a 20-pack of Kleenex for just £1.59. Hey, did you just say you can buy yourself a 20-pack of Kleenex for just £1.59 from Deals in Douglas? Yes, friend, I sure did say you could buy yourself a 20-pack of Kleenex for just £1.59 from Deals in Douglas. Wow, now that's a deal. It's competition time! Woo-hoo! Based on the information that I've just given you about the Isle of Man's traditional Manx Christmas traditions, all you have to do is answer this question correctly to win yourself a 3-month stay at one of the island's top 78 hotels. Located in the picturesque plantations of Jerby, the Comish Hotel is the epitome of luxury on your doorstep. With the inclusion of a triple Olympic-sized swimming pool, a car park with a whopping 37 spaces, a family games room, and no murders to date, you know you get the best when you stay at the Comish Hotel.
Not for me, thank you. Here's the question. How much can you get a 20-pack of Kleenex for from Deals in Douglas? If you think you know the answer, call the studio now on 166 177. In
In the meantime, here's something to get you into the festive spirit. What's Christmas without a bit of glitter? Gary Glitter. Ooh, we have our first caller. Good afternoon, caller. You obviously know who I am, but who are you?
Penny, it's your brother. Mum says you've left your head brace here again. It's frightening the ferret. Can you come and get it?
I've told you before, it's a hamster, not a ferret, and I don't care if it's frightened. What? Wrong number there. Ha 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 ha. Let's move on to our next caller. Hello, you're live on Manx Radio with me, Penny Farthing.
Is that Anacor Pharmacy?
Sorry?
Is that Anacor Pharmacy?
No. No, it isn't. I literally just answered saying you're live on Manx Radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just struggling to get hold of someone so I can get me medication.
Idiot. Next caller. Hello. You're live on Manx Radio.
Hello. Is that Penny Greg Farthing, the award-winning radio documentary maker and creator of the misplaced Glockenspiel Confederacy?
Yes, it is.
Hi. I just wanted to say what a great job I think you're doing on the show. It's the best documentary in the world.
Oh, why thank you, Emma. That's very kind of you to say. What's your name, caller?
It's Emma.
Lovely to meet you, Edna.
Emma.
Penny. Sorry, Emma. Did you want to say something else?
One second.
Yeah, so make sure you mention the Glockenspiel Confederacy. And then just make something up that makes me sound good. Maybe say that I'm an amateur magician. Don't mention any of my charity work. I don't want people thinking I'm a loser. Just do that and then we'll be good. Yeah, I won't tell anyone about that guy you killed.
Yeah, also...
Okay, great. Thanks, Edna.
Penny, we've told you not to rig callers.
I'm not! Thanks, Edna, but I'm afraid you didn't answer the question. Moving on to the next caller. Hello, you're live on Manx Radio. Hello? Hello?
Is that Anacor Pharmacy? I need me medication.
For fuck's sake, no it isn't. Next.
Hello? Hello? Hi, my name's Loren. I'm here to answer the quiz question.
Hello, Loren. You are live on Monk's Radio. And your Christmas quiz question to win a whopping 3 months' stay at the Comish Hotel is... How much can you buy a 20-pack of Kleenex for from the Deal Store in Douglas?
Oh, is the answer £1.59?
£1.59. Let's see, shall we? How much is a 20-pack of Kleenex from Deals?
A 20-pack of Kleenex from Deals in Douglas is £1.59.
I can confirm, Loren, that is the correct answer.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Loren. Just how did you know the answer off the top of your head?
Well, I cry a lot.
Oh, God, right. Loren, I'll meet you at the Comish Hotel to give you your voucher in half an hour. And do you know what? Because it's Christmas and I'm feeling generous, I'll even throw in a 20-pack of Kleenex just for you.
Oh, that's okay. I've got hundreds.
Of course you do. Right. Well, I guess it's now time to take this show on the road and we're going to not talking to you anymore, Loren. So I will be back with you after this short break. Been worrying about what will happen to your assets after you die? Then you should check out We've Got Your Assets Covered, the life insurance company sweeping the nation by storm. We've Got Your Assets Covered doesn't just do life insurance, though. It does all insurance. Pet, car, home, travel, lawnmower, bidet, sexuality and height, so you'll never find yourself caught short. Sign up now. All you need to do is send your bank details, including your account number, sort code, expiry date, name and last three digits on the back of your card, and we'll take care of the rest.
Does that sound like the voice that contacted you on the phone?
No, it was a man.
Excellent. Another case sorted. Thank you, Perkins.
Consider a career in the police force. Sign up during our current recruitment drive and receive a free suitcase for every crime worked on. Ooh, that's a nice case.
What, this? Or the assault?
Well, a man constabulary. Call up now on 999-999-92 and join the force today. There's a case with your name on it. Christmas can be one of the hardest times of year for some. For someone who hasn't got people to turn to, it can make you feel like an island, isolated on an island. It can make you want to leave it all behind and move on.
Hello?
Which is terrible for the economy.
What are you wearing?
Don't spend the holidays sad and alone. Call one of government's certified brothels today and get stuck into some Christmas company while helping boost the population.
You sound like you'll have diligent offspring that'll contribute successfully to society. Allow me to help you make them.
Don't suffer in silence. Brothel, bone, boost. The population campaign by Isle of Man Government. Fax in now.
Come out, wherever you are! Come on now! I know you're here somewhere!
It's okay.
You can come out now! Slippy there. You can't hide forever!
Welcome back to this festive episode of Woman on Man, where I'm at the Comish Hotel with our prize winner somewhere.
Come out! You can't hide forever!
Now, as well as our festive competition,
I can see your footprints!
Now, as well as our festive competition, I'm also here to tell you about some traditional Manx Christmas traditions, which, as luck would have it, I'm actually doing one of while we speak. It's called Hunt Loren, who, coincidentally, is our winner of the three-month stay at the Comish Hotel, one of the top 78 hotels in the Isle of Mull. The continuous custom of hunting Loren on St. Stephen's Day has become quite popular in recent years, with lots of families and community groups meeting in the streets to perform the song that goes with Hunting Loren and the circle dance. I believe Sean in the studio has the Hunt Loren song lined up for you. Now, there you are, I knew you'd get you!
We'll hunt the wrens as Robin the Bobbin.
We'll hunt the wrens as Richard and Robin. We'll hunt the wrens as Jack of the Land. We'll hunt the wrens as everyone. Where away says Robin the Bobbin.
Hunt Loren is one of the most interesting traditional Manx traditions still practiced on the Isle of Man today.
I see him, Sir Richard and Robin. I see him, Sir Jack.
We'll hunt the wrens as Robin the Bobbin.
On St. Stephen's Day, the 26th of December, also known as Boxing Day, to the commoners among you who take pride in bare-knuckle boxing the day after Christmas, communities come together across the Isle of Wight to hunt the chosen Loren, who is deemed to be king of birds that year. Sexist. The practice, dating back to pre-Christian times, which I think we all know doesn't exist because God created the universe, is centred on a wren, a small short-winged songbird found chiefly in the New World. Oh God. What have I done?
Mum, it's me. It's happened again. Can you just forget about the head brace for one second? It's a hamster.
Welcome back. And Merry Happy Welcome.
I'm Penny Farthing, here at the Comish Hotel with Comish manager Michel, who is here to tell us
Hiya.
Hi. Who is here to tell me, who is here to present us with the Manx Radio Grand Christmas Prize, a 3-month stay.
Yes.
A 3-month stay at the Comish Hotel. Michel, would you now kindly present the key card to our prize winner?
Yes, of course. Where are they?
Oh, sorry. It's me. I'm the winner.
I thought your name was Paddy.
Penny. It's Loren.
Oh, I know your family. How's Marion?
Marion? They are well.
What? Fully recovered?
Yep.
Really? That's amazing. It was a nasty accident last week.
Oh, yeah. Really nasty, yeah.
How'd she get out of it?
Sorry?
Well, how'd she get out of it?
How did she, get out of
it? Is there something wrong?
No, I'm just thinking.
Hang on, is that blood on the snow?
Hi, I'm Penny Farthing. And what's the key to my radio documentary filmmaking success? A good night's sleep. Which is what I get when I stay here, at the Comish Hotel. Their rooms not only have luxurious single beds, a mirror and toilet paper, they also have a TV with a whopping 6 channels, including...
You sound like you'll have diligent offspring that'll contribute successfully to...
I'm not watching anything! Hello? Hello? Who is it? Here's Loren. Is it The Shining?
It is The Shining!
Hey. Wherever you are in the world this month, enjoy the great game of Manx Aids. No lick gainal eru as Blyvina Noah Bakehouse. Or, as the mainlanders say it, Merry Christmas. From 3FM.
Manx Radio.